This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us on the radio. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, did you hear the good news for thousands of people in San Francisco that had previously been convicted of cannabis offenses going back to 1975?
I did hear that. I saw that you had put that story in, so I didn't have to, but I had that one lined up for tonight, too. It's great news.
Yeah, so as listeners may recall, in California back in 2016, voters approved Proposition 64, which legalized recreational use and possession of cannabis, wound up creating a tax and regulate scheme, and also reduced criminal penalties. And further, and here's the part that, you know, well, aside from the tax and regulate part, another part that could have been better. It allowed people to ask the court for a reduction or dismissal of a prior cannabis conviction, but the top prosecutor in the city of San Francisco, George Gascon, said on Wednesday he would not wait for people to petition, but would instead go ahead and dismiss 3,038 misdemeanor convictions and would further consider reduction of penalties for 4,900 people with felony convictions.
Excellent.
Yes. The move is meant to make it easier for people who would otherwise, and here's what I think a lot of people don't realize is involved in asking the court for an expungement. They say here that people would otherwise have to retain an attorney to file expungement paperwork for convictions. Those convictions, as you know, can wind up costing you a job, possibly a house, and have disproportionately affected minorities. Gascon said in a statement, "Long ago, we lost our ability to distinguish the dangerous from the nuisance, and it's broken our pocketbooks, the fabric of our communities, and we are no safer for it."
No disagreement here. You're looking at me like I'm going to put up this big rebuttal, this big argument.
No, I was hoping that you would, you know, expound upon what he said and explain to people how it's broken the pocketbooks and the fabric of our communities.
Well, I mean, we could talk about that for three more segments. I mean, all the ways that the drug war has failed us, all the ways that it is not only failed to curb the use of drugs, but it's made life worse in America. And a lot of people think that only applies to, you know, drug dealers and drug users, you know, the scourge of society and things like that. But it's not. We've overly militarized our police departments to the point where innocent people are getting killed when drug raids go bad. And if you don't think that happens, it does. Police 84-year-old
grandmas, 7-year-old kids.
Exactly. You know,
1-year-old babies lying in their crib.
We've got the address off by one number for a no-knock raid, and we're going in with flashbang grenades and guns. And it's happened where the person heard, you know, loud crashing in their house, and you know, they're an innocent person, and they react like an innocent person should, which is by drawing their own gun to repel attackers. And what happens? They get shot. Or they shoot a police officer. So even if you're pro-law enforcement, these things are very, very dangerous for policemen. I mean, there's just no positive side. And we can talk about the economic impact of, you know, what it's done to inner cities, decimating local populations and their economies.
Right. And then, you know, overall, it's just costly for, you know, your regular taxpayer. You know, you might not think
costly. to put a number on it. Isn't it $1 trillion estimated to have been spent on a war on drugs since Nixon kicked it off?
Yeah.
$1 trillion, guys.
And you know, let's break that down to a per-year basis. At the federal level, it's in the tens of billions of dollars. And then, on top of that, you've got state governments that are spending tens of millions of dollars every year.
Yeah. And let's talk about civil asset forfeiture, which is one of those things that comes directly out of a war on drugs.
Yeah.
That's where somebody has saved up all their money, and they happen to have it in cash, and they're driving across the country, and they get pulled over, and a cop sees a big pile of cash and goes, there's no reason for anybody to have that kind of cash unless you are a drug dealer.
Or
therefore,
they're taking a bus across the country. Like,
right.
We've read several stories of aspiring actors that happened to be minorities that were taking a Greyhound bus from Chicago to Hollywood. And, well, this is a known drug transportation route. Well, anything could be a known drug transportation route. Anything could also be a known drug transfer location spot. McDonald's, hello, that's a very public space. People are safe, hand off a little brown bag in a McDonald's parking lot. Nobody thinks anything of it.
And it should not be your responsibility as a citizen to know where every single drug transportation route or drug dealing place is. You should have all these protections that are allegedly afforded you in the Bill of Rights and in our Constitution. But when you declare war, war sort of means, here's how what it means to me is all bets are off. We're going to do whatever we can to take out the enemy. Unfortunately, in a war on drugs, the enemy is you. Because you are not a police officer. They have to look at it as everybody else is suspect, and they also have to look at their own. You know, so it's just an abysmal thing. It's one of the worst crimes perpetrated on the American people.
During those aforementioned no-knock raids, you've got one police officer that says, put your hands in the air. Another police officer that says, don't move. And a third police officer that says, lie on the ground.
Right.
You can't do all three of those things at one time.
No,
you will either be moving to get on the ground, or you will not be moving, or you can move to put your hands in the air.
Yeah.
You could put your hands in the air and lie on the ground. Both of those are possible, but you can't also not move.
Yeah. It's a shame, and I'll plug this book one more time because I think every American should read it. It is Radley Balko's Rise of the Warrior Cop. It talks about how we got to where we are and the effects that the drug war has had on the American people. And it also has a really nice couple of chapters talking about Keene, New Hampshire, where this show was broadcast from.
Nice. Does it talk about the ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck?
That's exactly it. And it interviews a number of people we know, which is kind of cool. So
interesting.
Yep.
So
let's
jump back into this article from Reuters, I believe. I cleared out the address bar, so I can't see it at the moment. Again, the article out of San Francisco, where the top prosecutor there has decided to just go ahead and dismiss 3,038 misdemeanors and consider a reduction of charges for 4,900 people convicted of felony marijuana charges. And again, the reason he's proactively doing this, yes, there's a law in California that allows you to apply for an expungement, but he said that very few people in California have petitioned the courts to have their cases expunged. And, well, if the court cost in California is anything like the court cost here in New Hampshire, it's about a $200 fee that you would have to pay to then have the expungement hearing, and then there's no guarantee that they would actually expunge the record. So he says because so few people have petitioned the courts for an expungement, he wanted to take the initiative and, again, drop 3,038 misdemeanor convictions for cannabis offenses going back to 1975 and further consider reduction of 4,900 felony charges. California's lieutenant governor, who is also running for governor, Gavin Newsom, tweeted his support out, saying this example underscores the true promise of legalization, providing a new hope for those whose lives were derailed by a costly, broken, racially discriminatory system. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's at 855-450-3733. We're talking about the failed war on drugs, and, well, looks like there's some good news for people in San Francisco who had previously been convicted of cannabis charges. But we've got another war on drug story that we'll get into here in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you of a conference that's coming up in just a couple of weeks. It actually begins in 2 weeks, talking about Anarchapulco, making anarchy great again, with speakers like G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Ron Paul, Roger Ver, Julia Taransky, Brett Venat, Bruce Fenton, Veet Jedlicka from Lieberland, and many more. There's also live music from Jordan Page and others. This event happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, from February 15th through the 18th. That's the main event. And then there are other events as well, including a health and wellness retreat, Cryptopulco, Change Media University, an Amazonian ceremony called the Snake and the Jaguar, and I heard about something just a couple of days ago called Anarchapulco that's happening after Anarchapulco. But those are all separate from the Anarchapulco event. Again, happening February 15th through the 18th at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's anarchapulco.com. Code FTL saves you 10%. And remember, this is happening in Anarchapulco, Acapulco, Mexico. The event is Anarchapulco. And you know what they say? When you're in Mexico, don't drink the water because, well, that could be a crappy situation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Which means that you might want to wind up taking, you know, something like Imodium. But apparently there's some kind of warning from the FDA about this. What exactly is this latest story, Chris? I remember having done a Peace, Love, Liberty radio podcast, and Ask Me Anything, a good while back. And somebody had asked me about this, and I've actually got some different sources than what you have, but apparently, what, the FDA recently pushed some kind of limit of we need to make sure people don't buy anti-diarrhea medicine because opium?
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. So if anybody out there has heard of Imodium AD, I think it's advertised on television and radio and in magazines and things like that. Well, it turns out, I did not know this, but it helps, how shall I say it, helps stop you up.
Yes.
And that happens to also be a side effect of a lot of opioids.
Yes.
And it turns out that Imodium AD works on that because it does have a very, very low level of opioids in it. So I'm going to get into the story, and this comes from Gizmodo. Go ahead.
And I don't want to spoil how much Imodium one would need to take to wind up getting high until you get into this article a little bit.
But
I want to let you know at some point I will be telling you how much you actually have to take. So don't worry.
Should we keep saying but?
If you take like 3 Imodium capsules, you're not going to wind up having an opium trip.
Right. You're not gonna be hooked. Soon enough, U.S. grocery stores and pharmacies may carry a lot less of a popular over-the-counter anti-diarrhea drug. That's the latest recommendation from the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, which is escalating its efforts to reduce the carnage of an opioid crisis. On Tuesday, the FDA announced it would take steps to limit the public's access to loperamide, an opioid, and the active ingredient in Imodium AD, along with other antidiarrheals. It is pushing manufacturers to change their packaging as well to lower the amount of doses available per product unit. This might include switching entirely to a blister pack model, where pills are individually wrapped, and ensure that each product only contains a 2-day supply. Currently, Imodium AD comes in both pill and liquid form, with pills sold in anything from a blister pack to a large bottle.
So the blister pack, that's the thing to where you pop them out.
Yeah,
hope. To what,
I hate the ones you have to, like, peel the hard metal off and then push it through.
Hopefully it doesn't, crumble into tiny little pieces when you're pushing it through the thing.
It's ridiculous. Ordinarily, loperamide only works on the digestive system, slowing it down temporarily. But in very high doses, it can also affect the central nervous system, just like the opioids people get addicted to.
Very high, and according to theatlantic.com, we're talking about somewhere close to 5,000 times the recommended dose.
Really?
Yeah, so we're talking
5,000 times.
Yeah.
So let's say
hundreds of Imodium pills.
Yeah. Well, no. Let's say that the dose is one Imodium pill.
Right.
You're talking about 5,000 Imodium pills.
Right.
Which begs the question.
Earlier in the article, it does say that you can wind up having a mild high with hundreds of pills.
Jesus.
Yeah, so again, we're talking about you clear off the Imodium rack. This is not, according to William Eggleston, clinical toxicologist at SUNY Upstate Medical University, a, quote, cheap, legal, easy, accessible alternative. No. If you have to take hundreds of pills, that's not cheap.
That's ridiculously expensive. That, I will dare say, I confess, dear listeners, I have not recently gone out and checked the price of street heroin, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say if you have to take hundreds of Imodium AD, name brand, over-the-counter drugs,
right,
it's probably going to be more expensive.
Right, and the claim is that the reason there's the heroin epidemic is because heroin is so cheap.
Right, so which one is it? Unfrickin' real.
Yeah.
Ordinarily, loperamide only works on the digestive system. We talked about that. It does affect the central nervous system. The FDA and doctors have noticed people using loperamide along with other drugs to achieve a high. Others have instead used it as a home remedy.
Along with other drugs.
Right.
That's almost like the story of so-and-so smoked synthetic cannabis out of the Mountain Dew bottle and died. We need to ban synthetic cannabis. No!
No, you
don't smoke out of plastic things.
Right. You need to ban Mountain Dew. Yeah, it's just absurd.
Yeah.
Along with other drugs to achieve a high, others have instead used it as a home remedy to stave off withdrawal symptoms as an unapproved alternative to drugs like methadone. Unfortunately, this experimentation isn't particularly safe. There have been heart problems and even deaths linked to loperamide abuse. There is no official data on how often people are actually misusing loperamide, but it seems to have become more prominent in the wake of policies that have tried to limit the availability of other legal opioids. In 2016, the FDA issued a public safety advisory on loperamide. It also added a warning label concerning its heart risks in both prescription and over-the-counter drugs containing loperamide.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is
is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We're talking about some of the ridiculous things associated with the war on drugs. Your thoughts are welcome on that or whatever is on your mind. And, you know, there's this Twitch thing. Not like I've got a Twitch. There's, you know, a streaming service called Twitch. It's like a competitor to YouTube, and, well, we're on it. You can go watch the cams, and there's a chat room built in at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm, as in Liberty Radio Network. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And let's go to the Skype, where we had Stefan, who was on the phone, and then just jumped over to the Skype. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Ah, hold on. I've got the wrong thing unmuted here. Now we've got Stefan on the Skype. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How are you guys tonight?
Doing all right.
You?
What's on your mind?
I've been better, but I wanted to know what you guys thought of the supposed Senate run that Romney's going to be making in Utah.
I've got to Google that because I wasn't aware that
I've heard Mittens. His name thrown out as a possible candidate for, who is it, Orrin Hatch that's stepping down at the end of his term or stepping down before the end of the term. There's the, what will it be, either regular election or special election coming up in November of this year. I've heard Romney's name tossed out. Don't really have any thoughts one way or another, if he runs, if he doesn't run.
I tossed his name out years ago.
Whoever winds up winning, there's a 99.9% chance that it will either be a Republican or a Democrat, and it will be business as usual. So it doesn't matter if it's Mitt Romney or somebody else.
The reason I find it interesting is because a lot of Republican voters have a huge disdain for Mitt Romney. It seems like the establishment loves him, but average Republican voters really don't like the guy all that much from what I've seen.
Yeah,
however,
I'd agree with that.
In Utah, though, he does have one advantage, and that's the fact that he's more, yeah.
And, don't forget, he helped bring the Olympics to Salt Lake.
Well, and it's not like it's going to be tough to drag up another Mormon to run against him in Utah. So,
true.
I had speculated a long time ago that, Evan McMullen might have gone for it because he also is a Mormon and is probably far more likable to most people than Mitt Romney is.
I think my boot is more likable than Mitt Romney. I don't know Mitt Romney, but he just bored the living hell out of me. Every time I saw him on TV, it's just
who
like
let the dogs out.
That was
absolutely hilarious when Mitt Romney was campaigning in some minority neighborhood and decided to do a photo op and just blurted out, "Who let the dogs out?" Like he was trying to be cool. It's like the meme with Steve Buscemi where he's dressed up like the teenager and he's got the skateboard. "How's it going, my fellow kids?"
That's painful. What
the Mitt Romney "Who Let the Dogs Out" thing reminded me of. So any further thoughts on that possible Senate run that may or may not happen? Right now it's just pure speculation.
I'm going to add one more comment on what you guys were talking about, the war on drugs and how people are saying that opioids are just some cheap alternative. I don't know where people get that. I mean, I know people who have abused oxycodone and things like that to try to get high, but typically it doesn't work very well. These are painkillers. These are not designed to get high. And if you try to get high off of them, I don't think you're going to get very good results.
Right.
You'll go to sleep.
Again, for anybody just tuning in, that's about the story that Chris had brought in where the FDA, and Stefan, thank you for the call, where the FDA has issued a warning about people taking large amounts of Imodium to get high. Again, the numbers here from the Atlantic is that it's somewhere around 5,000 times the recommended dose. Some guy, Dr. Eggleston, just William Eggleston, a clinical toxicologist at SUNY Upstate Medical University, says, "I've heard stories of people taking 400 or 500 tablets a day. They put it in a blender and make a smoothie and drink it over 1 or 2 hours.
Jeez.
He also claims that you can buy 400 tablets online for $10.
See, now that wouldn't surprise me because you can get a lot of things online. You can buy them in bulk. And if there is, and I'm pretty sure there's a generic version of Imodium.
Right.
I think you can go buy the Walmart.
Find loperamide, which is the active ingredient.
Right, right. But, you can buy the generic version of Claritin D.
Right.
You can buy the generic version of loperamide. So, yeah, I don't doubt that. What I really doubt is whether this is the best use of the taxpayers' money in going after anti-crap pills,
believing
that this is going to make any dent in the problems of addiction in a failed war on drugs.
I wonder if anybody's actually doing this or if it's like the Tide Pod challenge to where, I heard about somebody that did fill in the blank.
Right.
And there's not really any evidence that anybody actually did fill in the blank.
Right. And that's what so often it's so sad when our government falls for this stuff. It's just them exercising control over people. you know, to me, this is, if it were science fiction, then the people would walk off the stage and go, do you believe we're actually able to tell people what they can put in there? We're telling them that they can't put anti-diarrhea pills. They can't get enough for what they need. Yeah. We can do that. We have that kind of control over people's lives.
This,
it's insane.
This reminds me of that Onion article from about 6 years ago. Headline, Nation's Moms Invent New Recreational Drug to Worry About. The totally contrived drug that in no way exists in any objective reality and is only real in the minds of the mothers is known by the street name Scramp. And according to the moms who previously did not have actual things to worry about, a batch can be made from everyday household supplies like sugar, window cleaner, and petroleum jelly. And recently, the nation's moms created a completely fictitious scenario, the sole purpose of which was to worry themselves sick, wherein household glue can also be used to make Scramp. And then it goes on where moms are talking about teenagers doing typical teenager things. Must be the Scramp. This whole right. thing about the, you know, people are taking 5,000 Imodium pills to get high as a cheap alternative to buying heroin on the street corner sounds like Scramp.
Right. It's that insane. And it's not the first time that government's gone after, like, over-the-counter drugs in the, right. the over-the-counter medicines in a war on drugs. I mean, I routinely take, and by routinely, I mean every night, my girlfriend allegedly says it helps with my snoring. But I have not only seasonal allergies, but I guess, you know, things like dust and dander, and I live in the country. I'm always kind of stuffed up, and so I take Claritin D or a generic form of Claritin D. Claritin D is Claritin plus pseudoephedrine, or what people used to call Sudafed. And this is one of those things that I have to go through. I can only buy up to a 15-day supply. Okay. That's it, a 5, 10, or a 15-day supply. Yep. If I try to buy more in that, I get turned down and probably flagged. Because what? Because I have to give them my ID when I go into a pharmacy.
Oh, right, because Walter White made blue meth using... Oh, wait, no, he went and found that big, giant 50...
Throughout the course of the series, he found like 50 different ways to make meth besides going out and buying Sudafed.
Yeah.
It's insane, and it's unlikely that anybody is actually doing this, yet my life is interrupted every single week or couple weeks when I have to go buy this stuff.
Well, just eat 5,000 Imodium pills.
I think I'm going to make a cocktail out of both.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the war on drugs and the way the federal government is trying to interfere with regular everyday things that people take to, oh, I don't know, combat diarrhea or combat a sniffly nose. And, well, we heard that a bunch of people had been taking large amounts of this and getting high, and so we have to regulate. Something that they've not tried regulating yet, to my knowledge, is comfortable pillows. And how would you like to try the most comfortable pillow that you've ever used and try it risk-free for 60 days? I'm talking about the My Pillow. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body, hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for a couple of years, and it's the best pillow I've ever used. And unlike a regular pillow, the MyPillow, it'll still collect dirt and dead skin, but you can throw it in the washer, throw it in the dryer, and it's still usable. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at half price. Or get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if for some reason you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back. And the pillow itself, guaranteed to last you 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris. Thanks for joining us, Heather.
Oh, you're welcome. I would have been here at 7. But unfortunately, there's a very, very nasty accident on my way in here, and it didn't look like whoever was involved is here with us anymore. So
yeah, that's sad. Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things, too, where you think, like, this is a road I travel every day. Like, that could have been anybody that travels down it. And it really kind of, like, when you see stuff like that firsthand with your own eyes, like, I drove right through this, like, mangled car. It was, like, all throughout the road in pieces. And it kind of really makes you appreciate that we're still here in a weird sense, you know, that I made it to the studio today, that, you know, I had the opportunity to.
We're glad you made it to the studio.
I know. I'm glad you guys made it here, too.
I didn't have
prayers
a far
to whoever
commute
was
at all
involved in that accident. president.
Let's go to the phones, actually to the Skype, where we've got Bad Slave calling in. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, can you hear me well?
Yes, yes, we can. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Daryl, Heather, and Chris, great to speak with you. I just want to say something real quick about Ricky from the Commonwealth. And
thank you.
And
now, hold on. You know that if you mention them and they call in, we have to put you on at the same time, and I would rather not have that happen. But go ahead with your thought.
My thought about Ricky is that he loves to hear himself talk so much that he actually fills the stream with this consciousness or whatever, and then about some tiny percentage of the content that he puts out is actual is the answer to whatever question he had or whatever. It's like,
you know, he sift goes, through it to find it.
I don't know how much consciousness there is, but it's definitely stream of thought.
Yeah. And I just would say to Ricky, you know, get to the point, you know, just stop with the Commonwealth.
Oh, we've been telling him get to the point for a couple of years now, and he never has.
I'm adding to that. Now, James, he's just, is intensely negative, and he's back.
Is he?
Was it yesterday or the day before? I don't know.
Yeah, he's been calling in on the Discord, which is sort of a chat room sort of thing, but it also has a voice thing to where people can call in using that. He's been calling in using the name Mouth Breathing Dullard.
Right, which is appropriate for him, but everything he says is negative. There isn't any word.
So, Bad Slave, did you have anything to talk about other than a couple of callers?
Yeah, drugs. Drugs is,
let's talk about drugs. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm
sure some of our listeners are in no short supply of those.
Not a big user myself. I don't even like taking aspirin. I have to now for blood thinning. But it just seems crazy to me, that people can't manage themselves a little better. I mean, it's just, you know, basic irresponsibility that creates drug abusers. And I think there are plenty of people that can recreationally use a lot of drugs.
Right.
And without a lot of problem. The idea that the police and they don't want to just get the so-called illicit drugs. They're going after anything that's been prescribed that maybe the pill bottle doesn't have your name on it anymore or something like that. But the growth of drug crimes has been almost exponential. They love pursuing drug users because they're not real criminals.
Like some drugs that are worth keeping out of the hands of people? Like what about the stuff that, remember that guy in Florida like some bath salts contraption and he like ate another man's face? Homeless man's face because he was so high on these mind altering drugs?
On bath salts.
Do you think those are some things
that
he's
trying to answer the question.
I didn't get to finish my question.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not.
You just asked the question. The question was, is there anything out there? And I'm saying no, because the reason there isn't anything out there is because they're choosing to do whatever they're doing, and they own that. I want them
to. But when they're choosing to do stuff that makes them eat another man's face, I think that becomes a public hazard, no?
How about alcohol?
Yeah, it surely does, but that's their fault. And they own it. And,
right.
I don't know if I want to have CBS flesh eating.
I'll put a bullet in them so that it ends the problem, doesn't it? I get it. The idea that the state should handle this stuff is silly. It's always been silly.
I don't think.
Oh yeah, it has.
I know you disagree with that. I disagree with you on that. That's okay.
Yeah.
But again, the point is should the state be the sole arbiter of what you can put in your own body? And for me, as someone who values my freedoms and my liberties, I believe that I own my own body. Therefore, it would be antithetical for me to allow somebody else to tell me what I can do with something that I own. It is not liberty. It's not freedom. We are free to make not only good decisions but bad decisions and to live by the consequences of those decisions. It's also completely ineffective because you can ban whatever the hell you want. You can come up with whatever. You know, I bet if they made heroin illegal, we wouldn't have this big opioid problem we have right now. Oh, wait, it is. And if you get caught trafficking...
People that go out and stick a needle in their arm, they're still choosing to do it. So
they
aren't going to really see much sympathy. I'm all about ending the war on drugs so that people that have medical... people that need to medically access drugs for either, you know, their own health, well-being benefit. But I really don't care too much about the person that just wants to stick a needle in their arm and get high. I'm not
going to lie. Should we have medicinal donuts? Should donuts only be allowed with a doctor's prescription?
They can lead to diabetes and lots of heart.
Some people that eat donuts, they find them very tasty, and they eat a lot of donuts, and they get fat.
Okay, chill, Daryl, okay? If anything, I would support recreational drug use just so as a taxpayer I wouldn't have to pay for people to be in prison that want to just go out and get high and potentially, like, if you're going to go out and get high and overdose on heroin, like, that's your choice. Like, I don't want to have to pay money to put you in jail and do all this stuff.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd love to pay taxes to have facilities that help people that want the help, but as far as just locking up every single heroin user out there, that's such a waste of time and resources.
It doesn't work.
And the second they get out, they do it anyway.
Right.
So let the people that want to shoot up, have help available for the people that want it.
Fair enough.
That's my position on it, but I don't have sympathy for people that do
You don't have to
stuff.
Have sympathy, but I applaud that position.
Thank you.
Maybe, hold on, folks, maybe the first thing Heather and I have agreed upon ever in history.
Thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.